Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. I hope everyone's doing good. I'm very, very excited to do this show today. So, you know, you guys can fully, finally understand yourselves, really. If you are familiar with me and my show, you know that I'm an advocate for justice in the mental health field. So, you know, people that are misdiagnosed or that aren't even being heard when they try and talk to their therapists or counselors or anybody about this kind of thing. Excuse me. So what I do, I am now a certified alternative healing therapist, so therefore I can do what I want. I can include like Reiki, I can, give, you know, psychic readings or mediumship readings even if that's what is needed and not get the backlash from the medical field, I guess, because I'm an alternative healing, right? So that's a step forward, at least for me. It's at least, you know, that stepping stone where I can start helping people, at least before I go in to really, really change the mental health field, because it needs change, big time, because so many people are misdiagnosed. I was misdiagnosed as a bipolar when I'm just empathic. So my moods weren't even mine. So I would have, you know, the mood changes like super quick, but it's because I was picking up on everybody else's mood and I didn't understand it at all. Like when I was growing up until you know, my mid-20s, I want to say, that's when I kind of understood a little bit of what I can do, and okay, maybe this is a little bit of what it is, but then it was like, well, okay, so no, I think that, you know, maybe, you know, that whole self-doubt and, you know, people saying things, making me self-doubt even more, and then, you know, getting hospitalized because the episodes, and really it wasn't even my energy that was causing me to do that. So, yeah, and, you know, another episode, we'll go ahead and I want to make, like, a full dedicated episode to where I can share my story with everybody fully, you know, so people don't feel alone and you just, then you just call in and we can talk about your story and that would bring some sort of healing just to kind of put that out there. You know, to kind of get it off your chest even. But yeah, so today, if you have been feeling that there is something different about you or you have been, you know, misdiagnosed, you know, countless times and on medication and whatnot, and nothing just seems to work, you know, I don't want to deter anybody away from getting the help that they need, if that in fact is what you need. But don't rule out this possibility of it just being spiritual, of it just being spirit, it's the self, or just being an empath. That alone is tough, man. Like, picking up on everybody else's energy, sometimes you forget who you are because you have so much of everybody else in you. You lose yourself, and that has happened to me many times. So protection, guarding, grounding, you know, meditation is key. It so is. And meditation isn't needed for spirit contact, just to be clear for everybody to understand that. You're going to get that either way. You're going to get that regardless. But meditation is needed for self-awareness. So, yeah. Now, we are just going to get right into it. I really want to help you guys identify, you know, what your clairs are, what, you know, what level of empath you are even, or, you know, psychic mediumship, or whichever, and how you can use things and what blocks you guys have to really unlock everything. So, yeah, let's get into it. We're going to go with our first caller. So we have area code 917. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. My name is Tim. I was calling from New York. It's my first time calling into your show.
Okay. So I
was just calling to see if I have no idea how you work. If any messages spirit for me, I'm working on trying.
Yeah.
I'm working on bringing some abundance in changing
abundance things. Okay.
So it's mostly me trying to manifest, and any tips?
Okay.
Greatly appreciated.
So yeah, I'm definitely getting. So you're a guide. We have 7 guides right now. We normally have about like 6. Sometimes we do get, you know, extras for like, they're like called temporary guides. So like when big change is coming to kind of help us manage a little bit more. So your work guide, who is, you know, somebody, or it's not somebody, but it's, you know, a spirit that is in control of like your money, your obviously your work, but not just like your physical work that you do, like your day-to-day job, but like your life purpose, you know, what you signed on to do when you came here. So your work guide and your temporary guide are coming through very, very strong. There's huge blockage. I think you've been trying to manifest for about 2 years, I think. Really trying, like, to understand it a little bit more and put kind of your foot down and I deserve this, right? So, so the block that I'm getting, so it's your root chakra. So are you familiar with the chakra system?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay, so your root chakra is your the lowest chakra. It's like the what grounds you. It's what pretty much has you connected to Earth. So really, all you have to do to unblock that is just like even before bed, like just lay down in bed and just feel like your whole back and everything, like the back of your legs, everything that's touching the bed, just kind of like visualize and you'll start to feel like you have like roots growing out of you. It's kind of weird. But, you know, keep having them like grow and grow and grow into like the earth, like do this visualization in your head and have them latch on to the center of the earth, and I'm listening, sorry. That's what they're telling me. So have them, you want to have your roots latch on to the center of the earth, and that's how you're going to transmute that energy that you need to be transmuted, that blockage that you have. So it's just a frequency level, really. Yeah, and that should honestly help majorly. But I do know that you have a lot of clairvoyance going on. And I think that kind of freaks you out a little bit. Like, you don't, like...
Well, it doesn't actually yet, only because, I mean, everyone I talk to tells me that. I don't think I've been getting, or maybe I've been missing the like little spirit communication.
I think so. Like, I think you're blocking it out because what clairvoyance is, it's kind of like, you know, when you have an imagination or whatever, like you just imagine like a scene or, you know what I mean? Like a memory even. So you think that it's like your own thoughts or your own brain kind of, you know, backtracking and like, oh, making you remember something or making you think of something, when really sometimes if it's just a very random thing that has not been said or thought about for a long time and it just kind of pops in your head, it's not uh-huh. your brain. So, yeah, that's the hardest thing to kind of understand. And I even have issues with that sometimes. I second-guess myself. So I'm like, oh, no, that's just my imagination. And then I am able to hear, because I am clear audience also, I'm able to hear my guides say, uh-uh, lady. Like, so really it's just, yeah, it's just grounding yourself, you know? Just do that visualization.
Yeah.
Ugh, God, that visualization, my goodness gracious. I want to say, you know, if you can't do it every night, do it at least 3 times a week. That's really just going to transmute any kind of energy. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely do it every night, being that spring is here. I haven't done it in the last week and a half, but I was going out and just standing in a park barefoot and
That's
trying
good
to
too.
Just breathe.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Trying to breathe. It's like everything I try to do involves breath work, and
yes.
I have, like, terrible allergies. I'm barely breathing these days. It's like my nostrils
yeah.
already closed at night.
Yep.
So I got to solve that problem,
yeah.
but
That happens to me. So when that happens, you can breathe through your mouth and you get the same effect. So, you know, if you are plugged
awesome.
Up, you can breathe through your mouth. But when you do, just kind of try to not really control your breath, just like observe what it feels like in your mouth. And when you start observing that, then all your thoughts of everything goes away, and then that's when you get that bliss, that you know, and you're able to really
yeah.
get in tune. So
gotcha.
Yeah, it's just, I mean,
okay.
yeah, you are, I mean, you're manifesting like crazy. I hear them. They're like, you have a whole bunch of things coming to you. And there's a job coming also. I'm not sure if you've been trying to manifest a job.
I'm trying to manifest a different one. That's not soul crushing and overworking.
Yeah.
yeah. Something that's more
you're,
in tune with my skill. With the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to get that. It's going to be, like, I'm hearing, like, when you first go into it, the money isn't going to be as good, but once you reach you'll advance a lot faster in this other job. So you'll be able to earn more and more and more. And I want to say that the cap is, you know, just there's no cap. So you can, you know, like you grow within this place. And I think it's really going to be, are you in the medical field?
I am not, no. I'm kind of in a somewhat technical field, kind of, not really, but
okay.
kind of.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I'm a real people person, so I'm just like looking to do
yeah.
something that's more in tune with my skill set.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, there's something, I don't want to say like, you know, nurse or doctor or anything like that, but I do see like, you know, electronics. So there might be like a practice or even like a hospital or something where you can work on the equipment or the computer systems, or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what is this? I don't know what this is called. But like systems operations or whatever, I guess is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
But it'll be more like, I want to say you can do it like almost eventually you'll probably be able to do it like a contractor work, like you'll get your own contracts for it. So you'll essentially start owning your own business, I guess. And you'll be able
gotcha.
to build, you know, you'll be able to build what you actually want to build. And yeah, it'll be, I mean, and it's going to happen really fast within these next 2 years, because I think you had like a I want to say, like, a pivotal year this last year where you went through, like, a lot of change and you really kind of felt like, okay, something has to happen right now. Like, I can't do this anymore. So, I mean, I think you're kind of going through that.
I'm definitely at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I definitely feel
at that,
that
point. So I'm just I'm asking the archangels to assist me on this journey.
Yeah, you know, Archangel Raphael is going to be your best friend. So definitely talk to him as much as you can. And he's, you know, he's a healer, so he can literally heal all your blockages. You are, like, you are a healer, but, like, it's, I think you heal people just by, like, I'm just seeing, like, your smile. Like, just like your presence. You know, like,
it's mostly like me talking.
Just make
to
people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you just kind of like, you make people make sense of themselves, I guess. Like, they can talk to you and, like, make sense of what they've been trying to understand for a long time. And then talking to you 5 minutes, they can do it, you know?
Yeah. Yes, I do. That's usually how it works. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
just
I
keep
mean,
grounding,
you can,
envisioning roots going into the equator. Do I? Am I supposed to like envision energy going from me into the roots into the equator?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be the transmutation. So like, let the earth take all the energy that's not yours, and take it back, and then let it recharge you and fill you up with its pure energy, and let that become your energy. You know. So you're transmuting with the earth. Yeah, and you're going to be getting all of everything that you've been asking for very, very soon. Just keep it up. You're doing great.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's go with the next caller. We have... area code 510. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. So, you want to know what's going on with you, right?
I want to know what? I'll take out my headphones.
Oh, it's okay. So I said you want to know what's going on with you. Okay.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Let me tune in really quick. So first thing I'm getting is called clairsentience. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Okay.
What that is.
Oh, wait, let me write that down.
Yeah. Note time. So
yep.
Clairsentience.
Oh, how you okay? Sentient. How you spell sentient?
It's S-E-N-T. Oh God, let me write it. Hold on.
Right, that's what I'm doing. I'm writing it down
right?
too.
It's S-E-N-T-I-A-N-C-E. Hopefully.
Okay.
Okay, so what that is, it's the ability to feel what other people are feeling. So, like, physical on your body. So, like, say somebody has a stomach ache, you're going to feel that stomach ache as if it was your own. And sometimes you're not going to know the difference even sometimes.
Okay, is that what I went through 3 years ago? Did I go through that 3 years ago? I think I experienced that 3 years ago with a certain illness. They try to say I have a certain illness. I'm kind of going through it trying to see if I have it or not.
Yeah, I see that they're trying to make, like, a big deal about it. And it is a big deal because it's, like, I don't want to say cancer, but it's, like, something big like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
Okay. Yep.
So
this
is
right.
not you. This is not you and what you have. This is why they're having a hard time with it. But the thing with clairsentience is you have to be super careful because you can feel what these other people are feeling and going through. It can come on to you. That's how you would heal people,
okay,
is by taking it as your own. You know, so if somebody
right.
that does have cancer, you're very capable of taking that from them and giving it to yourself. So
oh, no.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do
no,
that.
Yeah.
So you want to protect yourself. So, you know, get some black tourmaline. That's just like a crystal. It's very, I mean, you can find it on the earth or you can go buy it in a shop for cheap.
I think I have one on me. I have a black stone on me.
Yeah.
I think I have
stone.
One.
It's like a pure black. Mhm. Yep, always keep
stone.
That on you.
Yep, I have
and,
it. Okay.
Yep. Okay, good.
Because
so,
I
yeah,
have my crystals, so
you
saying keep are you saying start carrying my crystals on me all the time now?
Yeah,
I have my crystals, I keep them charged.
Yeah, I would at least put the black tourmaline in your like in your pocket with you. So at least like if you start
okay.
feeling something, you can take it out and start rubbing it or whichever. But also you want
oh, okay.
to, you know, like you want to protect yourself. You want to put a shield around yourself. So this is a visualization of,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you want to go within first. And when you do finally get that Zen state, you want to first envision
mm-hmm.
like a white light going through your crown chakra and then covering
I've
like,
been,
going
I've been
down
doing
through
it.
Your face.
Yeah,
okay,
I've been,
good. So like
yeah,
it looks
I've
like
been
a
doing
body
it.
Scan.
Yeah.
And, yeah, okay, good.
Yeah,
so
I,
keep
always
doing that.
I always clear my chakras. I always clear my chakras.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect. So yeah, keep
yep.
doing that. And then when you're done with that, you know,
mm-hmm.
you want to keep that light in you. So
right.
I want you to like envision like not a bubble but like a literal like shell around you. Like not like a breakable shell either. You know, like a steel egg.
Shell.
So,
yeah, steel shell
yeah.
shell
so,
cage.
Yeah. Exactly.
Protect
yeah. So envision that all around you. So nothing can come in and nothing can come out unless you allow it.
Okay.
So yeah, if you know, you're around somebody and they're trying to tell you how they feel and you need to understand a little bit more, then that is a perfect moment to allow that. But then after that, when they are gone, you talk to your guides, and this would be
mm-hmm.
this would be your work guide or your joy guide. You want to – I would
okay.
do both of them, actually. I would call them both and have them – take that energy out of you and they can transmute that into the universe. And then, you know, just again, just use, do that white light scan, you know, and that's going to charge
mm-hmm.
you back up.
Okay.
So yeah, you have definite clairsentience. And also I see like almost like bruising that you just like get random like bruises or sore spots. Like tender
right.
to the touch. Yeah, so I'm seeing that a lot. Mm. That's because somebody you're close to, I'm not sure if you, you don't live alone, do you?
Nope.
Okay, so it's someone in your house. They are very accident prone, I guess. So you're picking up on them. So... You're just very much, like, you're very
my
open.
Sister. You talking about my sister just had, my sister went through an accident
gosh, okay.
I do feel some of hers, but I don't feel hers like that because I keep myself protected.
Yeah. I think
I don't feel hers like that.
You have a lot of sympathy. I think you have a lot of sympathy for people and you want to understand how they feel. So you kind of open yourself up. But I don't think you understand that, like, you have it on a level of physical feeling instead of, it's not that you don't have empathy, but you do, but it's that you take it in a different way instead of mentally and
right.
telepathically, you know, you take it in your body. So that's,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I do
now,
have telepathically, huh? I do have telepathically
yeah, you do.
Abilities,
you're very
right?
Much able to. Yeah, you're able to hear people's thoughts, but when you hear people's thoughts, like with me, I have clair empathy and clair sentience. So clair empathy is
right.
not an empath, Right. So that is literally the ability to not only hear, you know, and feel what they feel, but I can literally full on see everything and understand on a huge level as if everything that they had gone through is what I went through. So that's a burden.
But right.
You,
I used to feel
so
like that, but
I was able
to do that, but I started protecting myself. I'm like, it's just too much.
Yeah, exactly. It is. So I think you have,
too much.
I think what you did is what told you, you told your guides that you don't want that anymore. So it's not that they took it away.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of made it more into something else is what it is. So if
right.
you want,
yeah, I connected
like,
in a different way. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so, you know, if you do want to be, like, more clairvoyant or more, you know, clairgustance, which is, like, the taste and
taste.
Smell of, you know, paranormal.
I got that,
whatever.
Too. Yeah. I could taste and smell stuff,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you want those more enhanced, like the other clairs, you can ask them to do that for you
mm-hmm.
if something is a burden in your life. Or you can just
mm-hmm.
say, you know, during, if, you know, like right now at nighttime, I don't want any of it. You know, you can literally set like ground rules for when you're going to allow
right.
it to happen. So
right.
that's very much needed. But yeah,
right.
don't let people make you feel bad also for not understanding or not allowing yourself to understand their pain. Because I feel that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you don't understand
mm-hmm.
their pain. You very much do. It's that you just don't want to feel it. And people don't understand that because they don't have that, you know, that are around
mm-hmm.
you. They don't understand what that's like. So they're going to make you feel
yeah.
like bad. Like you're just, I want
oh,
to
my
say that people
oh, my
are calling you narcissistic.
Home.
Yeah, like
no,
I would say people
members,
are saying that you're
yeah.
selfish and narcissistic and whatever, but you're not at all. It's just that you
yeah.
need to protect yourself, and they don't understand at the level that it can affect you on.
Yeah, the way, because what I went through, no, the reason why I'm acting like that now because of what I went through 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to understand where I'm coming from at a certain point or why I'm coming at them the
exactly.
way I'm coming at them now. Because I see how
yeah,
they look
exactly.
at me and how they still want to judge me. And I'm like, that's messed up.
Yeah, yeah exactly. And you know what? Even me still to this day, I deal with people judging me and people, you know, criticizing me. And it's like, you know, I don't really fucking care. Like, I don't.
Right.
Like,
it's like
you
I'm
know?
Over it.
Like, exactly. So
I'm
that's
over
just the attitude you have to have. And, you know, unfortunately, most of it, you know, is going to be family. But you
right.
know what?
That's what I'm going through.
Oh well, if they
because I'm on my
they
judge
you,
me because
they
I'm
they
on
don't.
My they because I feel like they're judging me because I'm on a spiritual path.
Yeah, exactly, and they're
and
going
I'm not
to
going,
because they're not woke. You know, they're not
oh,
woke yet.
Oh, okay.
So they're not going to understand. They're not going to get it, and
okay.
you know I'm dealing with that myself. So and it's tough, and
okay.
I'm trying to make these people around me woke, and it my God, it's like pulling teeth. So,
right.
I've just learned,
you just like,
I've just learned
make you just
to, like,
want
to
be like,
to
whatever.
Yeah,
right.
exactly.
You
I mean,
me.
You just keep to yourself.
Self, right.
So, yeah.
Oh, you like keep doing
exactly.
you, huh? Okay.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, there. I
don't worry
have
about
this
it, huh?
show, so you're not, yeah, I don't want people to feel that they're alone in this because this, a spiritual
okay.
journey and a spiritual path is so very lonely. Because literally
it's like
everybody
we're going through
around
a spiritual
you,
warfare. That's how I feel
exactly.
like we're going through a spiritual warfare.
It is.
Good versus
absolutely.
Evil.
Absolutely. Exactly, it is. And that's what's happening in the astral plane also.
Plane.
So like at nighttime, if you astral travel, you're literally fighting a
right.
war when you astral travel. If you don't remember it, you are. So,
right, because
yeah.
I can't seem to remember my dreams. I'm glad you validated because
yeah.
I couldn't
mm-hmm.
remember my dreams for a while yeah. now.
Mhm. Yep, and if you
oh.
wake up tired, like you wake up like you haven't
right.
slept, that's because you haven't. You were literally
oh.
fighting a war.
What? Wow, that's what's going
yeah.
on. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So,
girl, thank you.
Don't feel nuts. You're good.
Right.
Totally good. I got you.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Thanks for the show, man.
You're
good.
You're welcome.
I'm going to keep
right.
listening.
Yourself,
thank
okay.
you.
Good.
Okay,
good.
I will.
Right. Take care of yourself. All righty. Bye.
I will.
Okay. See, this is why I really, really like doing these types of shows. So I'm just going to get right into the next caller because it looks like we're doing pretty good. So we're going to go with 323. Here we go. Hi. Oh, no, never mind. Something happened. I don't think I have enough on them. Sorry if I did on accident. You can call back in. But so then we're just going to go to the next caller. It's area code 541. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm listening to your show just in the last minutes. And if you can tune into my spiritual gifts, or what
mm-hmm,
I can,
absolutely.
You know, that would
yeah.
be lovely.
Do you work with animals?
I love animals. I don't know why I work with animals, but I love animals.
Okay. Do you have a lot of animals? Or, like, do you take care of?
I've had it over the time, I have had a lot of animals, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I definitely see you working a lot with a lot of animals. Like, that's the first thing that popped up. So that tells me that you have your clairaudience, and so that mm-hmm. is the ability to hear spirit and or animals or angels in your mind mm-hmm. as if it either if it was your own voice or as theirs. Either or. So sometimes
okay.
it can get a little confusing because you might think that it's really not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I think that's a lot with the animals is you can literally have conversations with them. And I don't think that you realize that you're doing this, but you are. You can literally hear what they're saying. And you're having these conversations, like, in your head, I see. And you're, like, thinking that, oh, this is probably what they're thinking, right? No, that's not your mind doing that. That's literally them thinking that and putting it in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very able to connect on a deeper level with animals. And because of that, animals are right under angels. So you can work with angels as well. And when I say work with angels, I don't mean just for, like, self. I mean for humanity. So you're a healer. I'm hearing, like, angelic healing. Like, almost, it's like Reiki, kind of, that energy work, but just with angels. So it's, you know, the, mm-hmm. the angelic realm. And I see you healing animals, you know, like in recovery even after accidents or, you know, you're very much an animal person. And I think that that's what you're really, really supposed to be doing is healing them back to, like, nursing them back to health
wow.
or, you know, taking in, you know, strays and making sure they're okay before you adopt them out. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that is definitely what you're supposed to be doing. And I think you might be having, like, a lull in your abilities. Like, you think, like, okay, what are they saying? You think that, like, things are going away, I guess, but they're not. Like, you're not losing any abilities. Other abilities are just being highlighted more than other ones that you've had highlighted before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to, understand each ability specifically. So I'm getting the clairaudient is your main dominant clair.
Wow.
And yeah, so that's definitely I think that might be what you might be having a hard time in right now. Like, I think that you're used to that type of thing, and now it's kind of feels like it's gone, but it's really not. It's just because you don't you're not doing the healing work right now. So, but once you start doing it again, it'll all come back very soon. It's never left. But it hasn't left. It's just you're focusing on other areas in your life right now. So other things are you're tapping into other things. So the next one. Okay, so I'm getting the clairgustin, so the clear taste and smell. And a medical intuitive is what I just heard. So, So that, have you heard of psychic surgery?
Yes, I have.
You can do that.
I've been told that, but
that.
I don't know how to.
So, I mean, it's very different for each intuitive. I have just started doing that myself, which because I thought that I was like never able, that's way too advanced for me or whatever, you know, like it's a scary thing, you know? But really, I just started to meditate before I go and do it. And I do it remotely. Mm-hmm. So the person or, you know, whatever needs that healing doesn't have to be in front of me. I just have them on Zoom or Skype or whichever, you know. So after I meditate, I, you know, get them on Zoom. And if it's an animal, I can either, you know, just think of them and be able to do that. And literally, you just let the angels do the work for you. So what you're doing is you're channeling, you know, you have three angels. So normally we each have two angels, like our guardian angels, you know. So you have three, and one, so you have the guardian angel, a protector angel, which they're kind of similar, but the guardian is just like of your overall life, I guess, and the protector is, you know, if, like, you're going to get in a car accident, you know, like those type of things. And then you have a healer angel, and so this angel is the one that you're going to be working with in healing people and animals. It's not for you. That would be your joy guide if you need healing for yourself. But the angel is, you got to think of those as like for like humanity, you know, like it's not a selfish thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So what I do in, I literally just channel them through my crown chakra. I like imagine like the top of my head is like a book, and I open the book, and that's when I allow, you know, spirit and everything to kind of just come through, and that's where I channel from. And so I let, you know, the angels, you know, come in through me, their energetic field, and literally the whole body feels like it's like floating. And my hands start literally moving in their own way and start doing their own thing. Like, you're not doing anything. Like, you kind of just sit back in your own body and just let it happen. It's a weird concept, but your body and the angels know what you're, you know, they know what to do. So all you have to do is just trust, and that's really it. You know, but let them do their work through you is what it is, because they're not physical beings. Sometimes they need a physical body to do it, you know?
Yes. I understand totally.
Yeah. So that is what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay. So just kind of coming down to it, I'm supposed to be channeling beautiful guides and, you know, and angels and everything
Absolutely.
Come
mm-hmm.
through me to help heal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not
yep.
myself, but help heal
exactly.
animals and
mm-hmm.
beings
yep. and,
that they ask for.
Yep. Yep, exactly. You're going to start, I do see children also, like you're going to start, you know, and these things are literally going to just start coming to you. Like you're going to, like
mm-hmm.
stray animals are going to start showing up. Children.
Oh, they do all the time.
You know, I mean, yeah, that's just what's going to happen. so yeah, you're very angelic, like you are, you know, and I think, well, you're a very old soul. Like you've had a lot of life. And
mm-hmm.
I think the next stage is more than the human form. You know, your
yes.
next life, it's going to be not in a human form. It's going to be either like a guide or an ascended master or
mm-hmm.
something like that. You know, you have big purpose.
I remember
yeah.
my past lives as not being in a human form. So
yeah.
I don't know
where
that comes
from. I see you as just like a light. yeah. It's just
mm-hmm.
like a light, you know, like is what I'm seeing. Like most of your time was as light. But you do have like
mm-hmm.
other, you do have lives that you've lived as a human,
Absolutely.
Which weren't good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you were
yes.
treated awful, you know, but healers are
mm-hmm.
for some
yes.
reason. It's ridiculous. Like every single past life that I've had, I have been treated disgustingly, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it just goes
oh,
to show like the depth
sure.
of humanity,
yes.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it somehow gives us compassion to heal the world so this can stop happening, you know?
My question, can I ask you a question
mm-hmm.
real quick?
Of course you can.
Okay.
Of course.
beautiful. Okay, I'm on human life now. I'm on
mm-hmm.
this world. I am on Earth right now. What
mm-hmm.
can I do now to help or, you know, create whatever it is that I need to create now?
I just heard the word sanctuary.
Skill?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I heard sanctuary. So you're supposed to make,
okay.
like, a sanctuary for,
okay.
you know, people, animals, anything that needs help, healing, safety, anything like that. So you're like a safe
okay.
place, you know? So you're
okay.
a protector. You're a healer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have
yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting chills. Like, you're just, yeah, I can't even describe it. It's beautiful. It really is. Like, your light is just so, it's radiant. People are so drawn to you because you're able to, like, to give so much for no reason at all. And, you know, that's obviously what healers are supposed to do. But it's like with you, it's a whole different level. It's an angelic healing. So I would say like your title would be an angelic healer, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I hope that helps you.
Oh, my goodness. It so helps me. Thank you so much. Because, you
good,
know,
good.
It's just like, I'm on Earth now, and all I want to do is to be of service. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. So, yeah, I want you to call me back, like, in a couple of months after you start
mm-hmm.
your sanctuary and give me updates, okay?
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome. Take care.
To you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, there we go. Okay. I need a drink of water after that one. That was pretty powerful, channeling those angels, man. So, yeah. I want to have like a little discussion first, and you know, anybody who's listening, again, you're more than welcome to call in and figure out what your abilities are. But I want to talk about each ability, levels, you know, all of that. So it's really understood and out there for people, because I don't know a lot of other, you know, psychics or anything that really explain this. But I do know one, and she is magnificent, and my mentor, her name is Ivy Rivera. She's on YouTube. She has her own school for, you know, psychic mediums, you know, all that. So if you want to, you can just really get in-depth training. She's your woman. I can only do so much. I'm not a teacher. I'm a healer. So, but she's a teacher. So, let's start with, okay, so there's, oh my God, my freaking pen. Anyway, okay. So we have psychic ability and then we have mediumistic abilities and then empathic abilities. And those are the three main groups which everything falls under. So psychic ability, I would say, like, is level one. Mediumistic is two, and empathic is three. So the way that this works is everybody, every single body in the entire world has psychic ability. That's your gut instinct, that's your intuition. If you didn't have psychic ability, you wouldn't be alive, because you literally use it every day in your life to survive, right? You use it to drive. You use it to know what you want to eat. You use it, I mean, in every single way, even in the most minute way, you're using your psychic ability. It's just really expanding that and understanding it and what you're really able to do. But with psychic ability also comes, so we have clairvoyance, is the main clair that psychic ability carries. So that is clear seeing in your third eye. Everybody has a third eye chakra. So therefore, everybody is psychic. So that is just really, you know, opening that third eye. And literally, I just imagine, like, you literally have an eye on your forehead. And just imagine it, like, opening, you know, like, your eyes open all of a sudden, and that's how you're able to see clearly. That's how you're able to receive thoughts and images and pictures, you know, psychically from people, living, deceased, animals, guides, whichever it may be. You're seeing it as if it was like your own thought, even though it's not. The way to tell the difference is, like, if it's a very random thing that pops into your head. You're not thinking about it. You know, nothing has even triggered a memory, or nothing has triggered a thought process of this. And it's just something that pops into your head. Like today, oh, okay, I have to share this. So my son was, you know, doing the homeschool thing, right? Today, he was doing his class, and all of a sudden, his eyes are red, like he's trying not to cry. And I'm like, dude, what's up? What's wrong? And we had just moved into this new house in August of this last year, 2020, right? Yeah, 2020. So the new year. And before that, we at our old place, there was this cat that wasn't ours. I don't think the cat even has an owner. It was just kind of walking around the neighborhood, and there's, you know, no collar and nothing like that. We never really saw it go into one house either. But the cat randomly, like, just came over to our house, and my son was outside playing, and the cat just plopped in his lap and just, you know, wanted you to be pet. And the cat does not let anybody else touch him. Like, he does not like to be pet, nothing. But with my son, he did. The cat eventually would even start just coming to the front door and meowing. Like, hello, is he here? Can I play with him? Like, you know, like a kid, neighbor kid, you know, wanting to play with his best friend, you know? So, they had this incredible bond. And then we moved. And he hasn't had a thought of this cat since we moved. And today, you know, he started crying. And, I mean, this kid, he got so upset and so emotional that I had to literally just, like, hold him and just, oh, my God, it was heartbreaking. And, you know, I asked him what he saw, and he was just like, oh, I miss him. And I was like, okay, well, what happened to make you think of him, you know? And he's like, well, I didn't think of him. I just, like, saw what happened to him. And I'm like, well, honey, what happened? And he just wouldn't say it. And so he said people that live in our old house now don't like him. And I was like, okay, so the cat probably went to the house, right, and looking for my son and these new people that live there, you know. And the cat keeps going there to look for me, and I'm not there anymore. You know, we need to tell him that where I am now. And then he, you know, went back to, like, sobbing. And he was like, they're so mean to him. They're so mean. I was like, okay, well, what, they just don't, you know, help him out or what? And he was like, no. And so I finally was like, okay, so did they hurt him? And he's like, oh, well, they did worse. And I was like, oh, great. Okay, so did they, you know, take him or what? You know, I don't know. They killed him. They just did it. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, so I called, you know, I called his father, and I told him, I was like, you need to go drive by, and you need to go see. Like, you need to, because I have him here just sobbing, crying, thinking that this cat is dead for some reason. And he saw the, I don't want to say too much, but he saw the cat just laying there in front of our old house. So, yeah, that's psychic ability. It's just that random thought that kind of just pops in, and he just knew. He knew that that's what happened. It wasn't like his imagination messing with him, because there was no thought to promote that. It's just something that kind of shows itself. And there is, like, messenger of death syndrome, which is sort of like what happened with my son. Me, I have it to a higher level, unfortunately, where I'm able to know advance, like, way, way in advance something's going to happen. So I want to say to, it was, it was right after we moved into this house. August? Yeah, so May, I guess. Okay, I'm trying to think. Not May. It's May now. Hold on. October, that's when it was. Okay. Yeah. I had gotten messages from my spirit guides, and they were telling me, you know, what I had to do, and I had to, like, I had just moved into this house, and they were telling me that I got to move again. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I just did this, and then I can't, like, and they're telling me to go to a different state. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that again. Like, I've been all over, and I'm just, I'm not doing that right now, and, you know, the last person I have here is my grandmother, and I can't just leave her because she will have nobody else because everybody else moved. Like, everybody is in different states right around. And they said, okay, well, you know, you're going to be moving. Like, you're still going to be moving. And whether it be in 2 years or whether it be in 10 months, is up to you. And I'm like, okay, well, nothing's going to happen, you know. And they said, no, something's going to happen. You know, your grandmother's going to get sick. And, okay, that's not going to happen. You know, like, that whole self-doubt, right, that, like, this is just my imagination. This is, you know, those kind of things happen when you get, like, these, like, awful predictions because you don't want to believe them. Last month she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she is in radiation 3 times a week, chemo 2 times a week, and it's not helping. She's getting a lot worse. She, in 1 month, she has lost all of her hair. She had surgery, which was not successful, which I knew was going to happen, but I also was like, I don't know if that's just me being paranoid or that this is what's going to happen, but it is, you know, it wasn't successful, predicted, which I hate that. But, yeah, and then I was told last month, right when we found out what that she was diagnosed, her mother, who had passed away when I was 11, came to me and said, she's got 5 months. I'm taking it in 5 months. She's coming home. And, yeah, so we got about 4 months. And I know that she knows. And she still has the best freaking attitude. It's ridiculous. And I'm sitting here like my world is ending because she was not just my grandmother. She was like my mother. She was my best friend, you know. My parents, they you know, aren't really active in my life. And when they're narcissists. They're selfish. Yeah, and that's the whole thing with spiritual journeys also. It's so fucking lonely because everybody either leaves or dies. And then, randomly, right after we found out about my grandmother, my cousin shot himself. I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Like, but this is the kind of stuff that happens. And this stuff happens, unfortunately, so we can use this hurt and this pain and change the world. Because nothing drives someone to push through more and stronger than pain. Sadly, that's why healers have not the best lives. So anybody who's a light worker and says that their life is so great and so abundant and so perfect and they have everything and blah, 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 they're lying. They are not light workers. They might think that they are, but they are not. They're not working with people from the light either. And that stuff that they're getting isn't going to last long, and it's going to come crashing down 10 times harder, and it's going to be awful. But light workers, we have to walk the walk. So in order to heal people that are traumatized and that are in pain, we have to know that pain. We can't just say that we know that pain or give advice. We have to feel that pain, and we have to understand it on a deeper level so that we can heal it for them in the way that it's needed. So I'm getting way off course here. This is what happens when I channel. I just start talking. So the psychic ability is big with the clairvoyance. So the clear seeing, the third eye, all of that. You really, really, really want to unblock any type of blockages you have with that. If you're afraid, I was so scared for a long time to open my third eye. I don't even understand why I was. Like, I just thought it was going to be this crazy experience where I was just going to see all this crazy stuff, and it's not like that at all. It's just understanding and seeing stuff in my mind. And sometimes I do see, you know, like physically, if it's strong enough, like I can see something physically there. But sometimes it's just in my head, you know, but that's just how it is. Now, then we have mediumistic ability. And when you're a medium, you automatically have psychic ability, right? It's because everybody has that. So psychic ability can stand alone, so people can just be psychic and not mediumistic or empathic. But a medium can't just be a medium. A medium is a medium and a psychic. That's why they say psychic medium or, you know, like, whatever. Now that is where the clairaudience comes in, where you can hear spirits physically with your ears or in your head, and you can see the visions and all that stuff. You get prophetic dreams, you astral travel, you do, you know, all this, everything pretty much to do with any type of spirit or angelic, really, well, that's tough, actually. The angelics, it really depends. Like, you won't be able to work with the archangels, but you'll be able to work with, you know, your guardian angels, and there's, like seven tiers of different angels also, and which a lot of people don't understand that either. So the archangels are, you know, obviously the next highest, you know, the creator, the creation God. And, you know, there's lower ones, and the guardian angels are right, you know, under like spirit guides, or right, not right, and they're right above spirit guides. Spirit guides are right above us. And the thing about animals, where they fit in, animals are angelic. They literally have the same frequency as the angels. So a lot of the times, like, you know, they have the therapy dogs. They have, you know, these, you know, the seeing dogs, you know, all these animals that are able to help these people because they are angelic healers. Even like if you are sick, you know, sometimes your dog or your cat or whichever will literally come and make sure they're sitting on you because they're able to transmute that energy. So, you know, if you're not feeling good and your pet wants to cuddle, let them cuddle you because they can make you feel better. But yeah, this is where, you know, channeling comes in with the mediumistic, the ability where you can get, you know, direct messages from spirit, loved ones, ancestors, you know, all that stuff. That's like also the clairgustance, you know, the clear taste, the clear smell, that has to do with mediumistic, like it's an evidential mediumship, where like you can identify, like say you smell a pack of cigarettes and you can identify what exact pack of cigarettes that is, because it's, you know, whoever's coming through to you is letting you know that, so you can verify with whoever you're reading for or whoever's next to you, whichever, so they can get the message that they need and understand that it is who it's from and whatnot. Then, after medium, we have empathic, and that is the highest tier of ability. So once you're an empath, you're all three. You're empath, medium, and psychic. The only difference between a medium and an empath is an empath can feel from the living and from the deceased and spirit realm. They feel it. They take it on as if it were their own, and they heal it. Not all empaths are light workers, but all light workers are empaths. So if someone says they're a light worker and they're not an empath, they don't associate or don't associate, but don't get readings from this person. Don't put trust into this person because they're not trustful, they're not truthful. Now, with empaths, there's different levels within that. So there's level one and two, which are very similar, which is, you know, the telepathy. So you're able to hear people's thoughts as if they were your own, which gets confusing. Level two is like where the clairsentience comes in, where you're feeling everything, you know, physically, on your body. Then we have the higher levels, three and four. So three is where you develop physical, like, sickness from overstimulation. And that is, say, like, you go to the store, go to Walmart. Walmart is hell for empaths at level three and higher. Because there's so many people, you're getting everyone's thoughts and you're sucking in everybody's emotions. Everything that everybody's feeling, you're absorbing that. The lights, the bright, bright lights, the fluorescent lighting kills your eyes. Loud sounds kill your ears. Even if other people are like, it's not even that loud, right? But to you, it's like, oh my God, you need to turn it down, my ears feel like they're going to bleed. That's a level three. A level four, which is me, which is why I have all these technical issues. But there's this thing that they develop, empaths at level four develop, it's called electric person syndrome, where you shut down electronics, malfunction, batteries drain, because you're just absorbing, you're over-absorbing. When you're in like high states of emotion, like extreme upset or extreme happiness or excitement, things are going to start messing up around you. Lights will flicker. You know, computers will shut down, which happens to me. Like every show, something happens. My lights are constantly flickering, like constantly. That's just a thing that you get used to. But you're also, a lot of level fours have clear empathy, which I did touch on a little bit earlier, but that is, instead of just empathic ability, it is clear empathic ability. So that is, you're able to understand the mind of somebody else as if it were your own. And really, really understand. Like, on a level of it's you, but it's really not. And you see everything, you feel everything, you feel their pain, you take their pain even. What I do with that is I'm able to heal people with it because now I don't just like to take people's pain. What I do is I like to give them a roadmap so they can heal it, because even if I just take it, it'll still come back because their patterns haven't changed. I'm able to understand what they need and give them like a roadmap to recovery and how to stay in this recovery state and become their best selves and not feel that hurt anymore and not feel that pain and just be done with it. And the major clairsentience, where you're able to physically feel again. But it's on a different level when you're a level four. It's where instead of like getting sick or feeling like if someone's pregnant next to you, you're going to feel like you're pregnant, like that type of thing. This is where you can show physical signs of the illness and take it on as your own. Like, you know, the earlier caller that we had, you know, she is like a cancerous situation that was somebody else's, that she was able to take as her own. And she didn't know that that's what was happening, but that's what it is. And, you know, if someone bumps into a wall, gets a bruise, you're going to get a bruise if you're connected to that person. It's so intense sometimes, and we really, really just have to, like, shield ourselves and guard ourselves and understand that if we are doing this for a living as a business, if you are, like, an alternative healing or if you are a healer, you need to set ground rules and boundaries with spirit and people's higher selves, because they will literally come in the middle of the night. And most of you probably have the same thing that I do. Is I wake up, no matter how much I sleep, I always wake up at 3:30 in the morning. Every single night, and I cannot go back to sleep until at least 5:30. And if for some chance that I am sleeping and I don't wake up, it's because I'm astral traveling into a different plane to do some healing or do some battle, whatever. That needs to be done to literally save the freaking world. This is not a glamorous life like people think that it is. It really sucks, honestly. But it's what we turned it into, alchemy, right? You know, transmutation. It's what we take from this destiny that we have, that's a hard life, and if we give it back out into our community to heal, to help in any kind of way, we're going to see reward. We're going to see exactly what we need to see in order to keep going. But if you're doing it in any type of selfish way, and if you're not within your life contract, if you're not in alignment with that, and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you are not going to have any type of reward. And unfortunately, that's where a lot of suicides happen because people feel like there's no purpose to be alive. And this is where mental illness also plays a role in mediumship work and empathic work and, you know, all of this, the psychics. And I'm going to get going on this now. Oh, my God. but I just don't understand why the medical field doesn't acknowledge this. They do not acknowledge this. And if you mention anything, they tell you, oh, you're lying. Or, oh, you probably know that from way before when you were a kid and you just don't remember. Or you're making it up, or you're imagining things, or you're crazy, you need to be on medication, you're hallucinating, you're this, you're that, you're schizophrenic, or you're bipolar, or you got ADHD, or you got this or that, and whatever they can come up with. They never think that maybe it's this. And I just don't understand why. Because everybody has this, even them. It's ridiculous. And that is my mission in life, to change that. Even if it's just one person at a time. But eventually, I do know that when I'm older, like when I get to my 60s, I know that I have to get into politics then. I know that I have to get into politics in a way that I can make change. So that's eventually what I'm going to be doing. That is the goal. And I don't like the thought of politics because I don't like politicians. I don't like any of that. But because I don't like that, because I don't like them, because I don't like what they stand for, I don't like how they treat people, I don't like how they think of themselves even. I just don't like the hierarchy, and I don't like the I'm better than you thing that they have all going on. No matter what party it is, I don't care, all of them. My family, my father's side of the family, are politicians. So I know what they are like. I have been around them my entire life, and they are all slimy, slimy, money-hungry people. And I don't want to go in this for money. I want to go in this to make a change because something needs to freaking happen. And I know a lot of you feel that this way too, even if it's not just about mental health, if it's something else that you're passionate about, do it. What's stopping you? Huh? Like, what is stopping you from making a change and feeling fucking amazing about it? Like, look at what I did. I made a change in this world that is going to last forever now. And the world is going to be a little bit better, just even if it's a tiny bit freaking better. Because you did that. That is a light worker. That's a healer. That's what we're supposed to do. It's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. It is jumping through hurdles and being denied and ridiculed and just, you know, but I'm prepared for it, and you need to be too. I know there's a lot of you listening right now that have this passion to change something that you were treated awful in. Something happened to you that you can make sure is not going to happen to anybody else. Do it. That's why it happened to you. We're not here just by coincidence. We came here now so we can do this. Because now the world is waking up. And as awful as COVID is, it's a blessing in disguise for light workers because it gives us the tools that we need, our alone time, And it gives us the great awakening for more people to wake up and understand what this is and not judge us as much or not. There's not so much stigma to it as much as there was 2 years ago. It's starting to become trendy, like people say, but you know, the thing about it being trendy is that's a great thing. We want it to be trendy because we want it to be something that's normalized. We want this to be normal. We want this to be how things are just supposed to be. Everybody's just supposed to be this way. They're just supposed to help each other out, understand themselves, understand spirit, and understand that we are all one. That's it. Heal ourselves, heal others, and understand the world and the universe, because we can. So, those of you who don't understand your purpose, you're very much able, you can call in and I can tell you what your purpose is. I can tell you what your soul signed on to do before you came down here. It's called a soul contract. If you don't know your purpose, that is the most important thing that you need to know. You need to remember. You need to understand. Because if you don't, you can't do anything and you feel lost. You just feel this hopelessness and this, like you're just searching and you're searching and you're just unfulfilled no matter what. No matter even if you're rich, you just are still like, I'm not even happy. You know? So let's find out what you're supposed to do. And those of you that know or feel it, do not stop. Don't stop. I understand you want to, but it's hard. And there's obstacles and people just telling you that you're nuts. Or people getting in your way and making things impossible or hurting you and putting you down or making you just really doubt yourself. But know your truth. Because their truth is not your truth at all. Who cares about their truth? They can care about their truth. That's fine. But you don't need to care about it. You just need to care about your own. That's another thing that I've had to learn. I'm still learning it. I think it just doesn't ever, you don't stop learning that. Because something else will always happen. Okay, so I am so ready for this change, for the ascension, for this new way of living, this new earth that they say. I'm ready for things to change, and I know you are too. So let's do it. And if you need help in any type of way, I'm here. Even if you just want to team up to make a change, let's do it. I'm here. Let's make our soul tribe. If you feel this message and you feel that this is, you have this purpose of changing, come to me and let's work. Let's get to work and let's do it because I am so ready. For anybody who wants to know how to contact me, I do have in the description in the bio of this episode and on the profile also on the, in my profile. I do have my website up and, if you need any type of therapy, counseling, any type of readings or contracts, contracts, redone or wanting to understand your soul contracts, like if you have karmic contracts that no longer serve purpose, you can get rid of those. So you don't have that karmic tie anymore. You know, we can do a soul contract reading where we can understand what you're supposed to be doing, when this is supposed to happen, when your deadlines are, all that stuff. And I can, you know, also if you need some sort of like guided meditations to meet your guides, even you can do that. If you need hypnosis in any way, like in a past life regression, you can do that. Or I'm a clinical hypnotherapist also. So, you know, any type of like sleep disorders you have, or if you like want to quit smoking even, or quit, you know, addictive behaviors, or even just be more productive with your time, even just anything that's needed for the betterment of yourself, I'm your girl. I got you. All you have to do, I can't reach out to you. I can't call you and be like, hey, I know that you need this. I need you to make the effort to come to me so I can help you. That's all you got to do. The second you reach out to me, I'm not giving up on you. And I know a lot of people are going to like pull away and think, I don't need this. But if I feel that you do and you reach out to me, I am going to be there. I'm going to be your cheerleader. I am going to be there every step of the way until you are finally your best self. My clients are not only my clients, they are my best friends. So, and it's not one of those relationships where you tell me everything about you and you know nothing about me. I'm going to tell you whatever you want to know about me so we can have that connection. That's another thing about, you know, therapy is your therapist or your counselor or your psychiatrist, you know nothing about them, and they just expect you just to spill everything, and then they criticize you for it, right? No, not here. If you need to talk, if you just have something going on, or if you have anything that you need, just venting even, I'm totally here. I can do some energy work for you, some Reiki if needed. You know, I'm here. So yeah, my website is up on the bio and my page. And you just pick what service you need, if you know what service that is, and you can schedule whatever time slot you want that's available. And it's all right there, easy. If you don't know what you need, or if you don't even know what's wrong with you, you can book a consultation. All my consultations are free. So, you know, we can, you know, figure out what's needed, and, you know, I can give you like a roadmap to heal and what's needed to really, you know, get you to your best self, you know, step by step. And, you know, we can do it. I also take donations because I don't charge for the show readings, for any of this. Obviously I do charge for, you know, my services and, you know, my therapy services. But I do make that fairly cheap also because I don't want it to not be affordable for people. Because therapy is super expensive and people that actually need the therapy are not rich people. So yeah, I want everybody to be able to get what they need. And also if you cannot afford it, this is why I take donations. If you absolutely cannot afford it, we can work out a budget for you, you know, to see, you know, what's affordable for you, or, you know, if I'm able to get enough donations that month, then, you know, your services would be free. So that is why I take donations, and it all goes into a fund for people that are not able to afford it. Yeah, so to donate, my Cash App is also the handle, whatever it's called, is in the bio of the show. You're very much able to send a donation of any amount that you want, even if it's a penny, that helps. My PayPal is also up there if you do have PayPal instead. And also, the PayPal is also my email. So even if you just need to, you know, reach out to me, go ahead and send me an email, and I will get back to you most likely within, you know, one business day. If it's the weekend, you know, it might be that the weekend, it might not. It just really depends what I got going on. I typically don't work weekends, but sometimes in cases I do. I don't really, can't hold business hours when you deal with spirit, right? I'm going over all that now. Got all that out of the way. I'm kind of drawn to pull some messages. I don't know why. Okay, so what I have in my little jar in front of me right now, when I meditate, I get little pieces of paper sometimes, and I write whatever pops into my head. Like, it might be a word or a saying, a phrase, anything. I mean, anything that pops into my head, I will write it down on this piece of paper and throw it into this, like, glass jar that I have. And I call these channeled notes. And I go ahead and, you know, swirl around and all that fun stuff. And whatever comes out is whatever my guides pull out, or whatever sticks to my hand, even. So I got one that came out, and one that sticks to my hand. Okay, there's two. Oh, okay. Oh, hi. One's just, like, flung out in my face. And so we'll do that for right now. Okay, so the first one that we got is the solar plexus. So that is your power. That's your solar plexus chakra. That's where your power comes in. That's where you're really, like, your purpose, like your where you generate your energy. So really you want to focus on that. Like, if you're feeling like you're giving away your power, or you're feeling powerless, just really get in tune with your solar plexus, which is right above your belly button. And the color of it is yellow. So what you would imagine right in that area is just a big bright yellow light just starting to radiate out. And the brighter it is, the more power you have. So feel powerful. Do not give away your power. Don't let anybody take it. So the next one we got. Oh, my God, I don't understand. So maybe somebody is not understanding what that is. Hopefully they understand now that I explained it. Let's see what the next one is. Light. Light. Or maybe you don't understand light. Hold on, let's see what else we got. Maybe it'll clear up. Touch is the next one. And the last is purpose. Okay. Okay. So, someone, okay, I think maybe okay. So, I don't understand purpose is what I was just told. So, someone doesn't understand their purpose. Whoever this is, work on your solar plexus chakra. Again, like I had mentioned before, the yellow light, which is also the other message that came up, the light. So yeah, just imagine the light radiating from your stomach area and just radiating it out into your auric field. You have like layers of your auric body that go past your physical body. So like when people say like, oh, you're in my bubble, well, their bubble is their aura. That's still like their energetic field. So you want it, you want your solar plexus chakra to radiate in the entirety of your bubble. And touch. So that is what I'm being told, is there's like a healing touch, right? So you might want to, I understand. So the purpose that you don't understand is that you have a healing touch. So you are, if this radiates within with you, you are a healer. Do Reiki. Get into Reiki. And Reiki is energy work. It's literally balancing, a lot of it's balancing people's chakras. Their solar plexus is a huge one that I work with. But a lot of it, you know, is the heart chakra also. But, you know, then there's, you know, the crown chakra and the third eye, which are the mediumistic, and the throat chakra, which is your truth, your voice being heard, all of that. You know, then you have your sacral chakra, which is your creativity, your passion, and the root chakra is your grounded. And, yeah, it's, you have this healing touch, and there's different forms of Reiki. So there's like the Japanese method, which is the most, I want to say that's the most common method there is, which you see a lot of people doing that. I went a different route. I did Egyptian Reiki. So I got attuned and certified in Egyptian Reiki because I am a big influence in my life is a past life from my ancient Egyptian times. So I'm very much able to tap into that energy very quickly, very easily. It's just, it's a higher vibrational energy, and it's not as showy. It's just very much just a higher energy that's, see, I'm telling you, every time, every freaking show, I have some technical issues. The whole thing just, like, went down for some stupid-ass reason. Anyway, sorry about that. But, yeah, so I get excited, and then, like, this shit starts, like, going haywire. But, yeah, we are back. We are good. And, okay. So it looks like we have a caller right now. So I'll go ahead and take that really quick. Here we go. So we have area code 775. Hello, how are you?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from California.
Oh, nice. I'm from California.
And first time calling your show, are you a psychic?
Yeah, well, I'm a light worker, so I'm an empath. But yeah, so I have, you know, psychic, mediumistic abilities, you know, all of that. So.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. So what can I help you with?
Well, I finally decided to buy some china at a very well-known department store. It starts with an M, mm-hmm. and has a C in it. I love the store. But when I got it, it wasn't as pretty as the picture online, and it had a few little imperfections. So I called customer service, and they said that I could send it back. And he sent me a label by email, and he said I could just print out one label three times for each box, and it doesn't work that way. So I called mm-hmm. back, and another rep had UPS come out and attached two other labels. And they took away all three boxes. Well, I got a partial refund in a few days because the two boxes had been sent to a very local warehouse for the company, but the third box was sent 2,000 miles away to Oklahoma, and there was also inclement weather. But the good news is I have impeccable proof. I have emails from UPS showing all the boxes are received and scanned and all that, and my Bank of America is helping me. They're stepping in to get my I have a remaining of $152.98 that they owe me, and I believe the bank will help me with that. My concern, though, is my online shopping is frozen, and in April called and I spoke to Andrea, a supervisor, and she fixed it immediately and treated me like gold. And I have her extension, and I asked her to call me in a week to make sure that everything was okay. She did not do it, and I've left several messages through reps, and she's not called. So I'm hoping that what I was told is that when you start returning a large part of an order, then the computer does something, and then it freezes your account. So do you see this company that I love? They have a parade around Thanksgiving every year. Do you see, see them reinstating my online shopping?
Yeah. Okay, so the first thing that I am picking up on, so what I'm getting from her, is she's actually, I don't think she's working there anymore.
Oh, wow.
Or something, yeah, so I think that something, or either it's that or it's like a long break.
Oh, like a medical break or something like that?
Yeah, I think maybe she's pregnant. So that might be what that is. there's going to be somebody else. Yeah, there's going to be somebody else that's going to deal with, that's going to help you with this. It's going to be a man. So timeline, let's see. If my pen would work, that'd be great. I want to say within 2 weeks, the entirety of the situation will be handled.
Great.
So as in like the money and everything, the Bank of America, they're going to handle that very quickly. The account situation, I think that's just what I'm hearing is just, it's a glitch, like a system glitch. So it's something that, there was something that caused it, like a trigger, I guess.
They sent me an email, and it was something like, you're trying to return merchandise without a receipt, which was, it's like a form letter.
Okay.
And that was ridiculous because it was an online order, and they've got the receipt. They're the first ones that do get it. So, and when I called, Andrea was wonderful to me, but when I've called ever since, I've been treated rather coldly, like slapping my hands, like, well, it says here you tried to return something without a receipt, which is ridiculous. And what I'm doing is I'm waiting for Bank of America to get my money back because I want to cross that bridge first. And after that happens, I don't think that it's going to be fixed unless I call the corporate office I have returned things, but with good reason. If it was expensive and it had a nick in it or something, then yes, I would return it. But I guess they don't really like that. But So I have been on the other side of the phone in customer service for 22 years. So I know all about tone of voice and choice of words, mm-hmm. and I'll be very polite. And I will ask them, can you please, and I will mention that Andrea did reinstate me immediately, mm-hmm. but then it went back. And so do you think that they will reinstate me, or will they have to think it over?
No, it's not. They are going to reinstate you. I think it to get the attention of a higher up, because it's not really right now is what it is. It's like it's in limbo. Okay, so what I'm hearing is that there was a glitch in their computer system that it happened. And I think it happened to, like, multiple people, like with the whole receipt issue. And I think that it just kind of never fully recovered yet. And it they're figuring out what exactly was affected is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Like, they still don't understand what it is, you know? They still don't understand everything that had happened within this glitch or this, like, system. There might be having, like, a system update or something to do with their operating system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I say definitely go higher. So it's brought into the attention of the person that needs to understand it, because that's, you know, it will get fixed the moment you get in contact with this person. It will.
Okay, so I think you never know who you're going to get on the phone when you call the corporate office. And I've been in customer
service. You need to talk to an
medical
executive.
Insurance. Right, and I consider it my obligation to treat everybody with dignity and respect, but there mm-hmm. are some people that don't treat people on the phone like they're a person.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
And also the email sent to me by UPS, there's one man, and he's the one, it says right there that he did an inquiry. I guess he wanted to make
mm-hmm.
sure that I really did send it back, and then that's fine. I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two local ones were from a woman named Jermaine, but the man, his name is Peter, I think. I won't say their last
mm-hmm.
names, of course.
Yeah.
But what I find concerning, my bank has reached out to their bank to do a chargeback,
mm-hmm.
and so they know I'm asking, and this has gone on a couple of months now, so I think it was smart for me to get Bank of America on my side to help me. And they said they said, especially with the facts that I sent over with a letter being very
mm-hmm.
detailed about everything and the UPS confirmations, that I have 99% chance of getting my money back. But I also it's a sentimental thing, because I am pushing 70, and it's been a
mm-hmm.
part of my life. And so it's a connection emotionally for me. And
mm-hmm.
I don't think I want to call regular customer service, because they tend to slap my hands. I don't think they really understand the whole thing. And they look at that form letter saying, trying to return something without a receipt, and then I remind them, they're the first ones that got the receipt, because I did it online. So they've
mm-hmm.
got that. But, I'm not going to call regular customer service anymore.
No.
But I'm kind of uncomfortable calling corporate. But I will be factual, and I'll be polite, and probably a little bit business but and more professional. So will
mm-hmm.
I get a man or a woman on the phone?
You're going to want to keep going, like, until you get a man, because the man is who is going to resolve it all. And I want to say, like, no, like, nothing against, like, gender or, like, you know, sexuality or anything, but, you know, he's going to have that voice of a gay man, you know?
Oh, okay, I see.
So that way you're able to identify if it is who you're supposed to be talking to, you know.
Today is the 26th day of May, so I think you're telling me this will all be resolved in hopefully June?
Definitely. And you know what's funny is because there's the lunar eclipse tonight, and so all of this is bringing, like, communication issues. So I think after tonight, things are really, really going to start, like, getting a little bit easier for you in the communication
part. Oh, I hope
so. So, yeah, I think
so.
Things are going to start getting a lot better.
Oh, you don't know how much I needed to hear that. I got sick over a year ago with my back, and I lost my job in medical insurance because they got tired of waiting for me to get well. And so I've been bedridden, and I have to take action because my body is fighting back. I need to sit in a chair for a good 8 hours a day. And so what I'm trying to do is to clear out some stuff in my bedrooms to make room for a, like an office chair, a padded office chair. And there's a man named Jose at a furniture store, and he seems very kind, and he's off tomorrow, but he's going to email me some more pictures on Friday. But I also need to get a goodbye because I can't spend a whole lot on this. But I hope that I'm well enough to clear out some stuff on the right side of my bed so that I can make space for the chair. Am I making sense at all?
Absolutely. So what I suggest for this, you know, I know you don't have, you know, tons of money, and I don't really think anybody does right now. But I want to say, like, you're going to have somebody helping you. Now, I don't think this is going to be, like, a family member. I think this is going to be someone, like, of your community, maybe, like, neighbor, or I don't even think you're going to hire this person or anything like that. It's just going to be somebody that's understanding what's going on, and they're going to just want to help you. So let them. It'll be a female.
Be a female?
Yeah, it will be a female that's going to help you get your house in order the way that you need it to.
Well, I share an apartment with my sister Leslie, so maybe she's really good at organizing. Do you think maybe she will help me clear out a little bit of stuff so I can put the chair there?
Does she have is her hair like a dark brown, kind of red?
Not red. It was blonder when she was younger, so kind of brownish hair.
Okay, yeah, because I'm seeing it, like, it was, like, longer hair, but, like, in a ponytail.
Yes.
Like the,
yes,
the
you're dark. Right.
Okay. Okay, so it is her. Try and just make her understand, like, what's really needed. I know she, like, knows what's needed, but just that you're really, really trying, you know? Because I think there's, like, some hesitancy, you know?
So let her know that I've been trying.
Just let her know that this is, like, something that's needed and for you to heal.
I think she knows the severity of the situation. I can't even sleep at night because being bedridden all day, then it's my legs get kind of restless and I'm losing sleep. And I used to be able to sleep on my side, but now I've got kneecap issues. So I think she understands. Almost years ago, I was in a car accident. And it was a miracle I could ever walk again. And then about 2 years ago, I was in a cab in the back, and we were rear-ended. And so that wasn't good. And that one thing led to another. And I'll be out of the wheelchair by the end of the year. I'm determined. And then maybe early next year be working remotely again. But meanwhile, I can tell that I better not allow myself to just be staying in bed every second of the day. It's not healthy for me. And if it makes sense at all, when I worked, I sat in a normal chair at work with my feet on the ground, and that made a difference. And I could sleep at night and everything. But so do you think that Leslie, my sister, will help me get things arranged so we can put the chair in my bedroom?
But you just gotta come. You just gotta let her know that this is that you mean it. You know, like you have to let her know that this is something that you're gonna keep up. I guess would be the best way to put it. like a change. Like this is like the starting of a change. Because I think there's like a lot of habits that aren't the best right now. And there's a lot of worry, you know, about your health and all of that. And I think just as long as she understands and knows that you're really, really, really wanting and you're really putting the effort to get better yourself and not just like rely on like doctors or whatever to do it all for you, she's going to help you out in any way that she can, you know?
Okay. Well, and you know what, maybe I'll give her some cash. I don't have a lot left over, but I'm sure that would help her if I did that. But so do you think that Jose, what he's doing is, it's a really nice store, and I'm asking for something clearance price, and he sent me some photographs of some chairs and office chair, and I like some of them. They're not cheap, but I kind of sense that he's going to work with me regarding no delivery fee, and if he can give me an extra discount off, I think he will.
Yeah, he's definitely going to, because there's a lot of, I want to say, like, compassion within this male. He's very understanding. I think that he has, like, a mother that's not doing well. It's very much kind of almost that same situation. So he's going to do anything that he can to really help as much as he can without losing profit, you know?
Oh, well, that sounds nice.
Things are going to start working out for you.
Oh, I hope so. And something that's very important to me is my sister and I have wanted to move, but because of COVID, we decided to sign another lease for a year. It'll be ending at the end of April next year. So I hope that Leslie and I move to a new place together, maybe even a month earlier to get the right location. But will it be the Reserve or will it be a different place? And will Leslie and I sign our lease together again next year?
I see you guys living together next year, but I see you guys, like, moving to, like, a different state. Like, something's going to come up, like, a different state or, like, close to a different state, like, with borders. I think something's going to come up, like, an opportunity for... I think on both of you, it's just going to kind of work out where there's going to be an opportunity for her and then something's going to come up for you, even though, yes, you are, you know, in your 70s, I think you said.
Actually, I'm on Social Security, so I could move anywhere. Will she and I share a place together again next year?
Yeah. Absolutely. But you guys are going to be, like, doing a dramatic move. But it's going to be something very needed. I think, like, the area that you're in or the people that are, like, around are just very, not toxic, but very just negative. Like, they're just really, like, bringing everybody down and making everybody just not feel their best selves. So I think that it's just going to be, like, a change of environment that's really needed. And I think that it's going to be great.
Okay, well, so I think you're saying that she and I, it'll be farther away than I expect, but she and I will will move together.
Yes, you guys will be doing this together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
yep.
Yeah, you did pick up. It's been a long journey for me, and things are getting better. And I... it's something that I have to work on every day regarding there's some stuff on the right side of my bed, and I have no place to put it because there's boxes everywhere, but I'm doing the best I can. So Leslie's a tremendous organization person and amazing, miraculous. So, but she needs to be
that's
careful,
exactly
too.
What you need. Yes, she does, because I see her, like, something with her back also. So I think maybe, like, there's some sciatica issues, maybe. So just, you know, don't have her overdo things and just take breaks and, you know, little bits at a time. Plenty of water, you know.
Yeah, well, I want to keep in mind her safety as well. So how soon do you think I'll get this chair? I was looking at he sent me a photograph of a chair that I really like. It has a high back with padding, and then the arms on the side are long, and they're wooden on the side, and they kind of loop around like a musical note is the way I would describe it.
Oh,
I don't know if that makes sense.
That sounds
and
neat.
Kind of swirling around. And then Jose picked up on something. I'd like another chair, but He picked up that if I'm sitting in it for 8 hours, better get a high back chair. And then he sent me another picture of a less expensive chair that's high back. And there was a desk behind it. And I really do need a desk. And he'd probably give me a good price if I get the desk and the chair. So do you think I'll get that desk and chair together, or will I get that other chair that
I wasn't sure if they were together, but there was like a chair with like a table or a desk, you know, some sort of something in front of it. So I'm not sure about the color because that's very interchangeable, but I'm seeing like white, cream. But then there's also the wood, the cherry wood. So I think it's really just decision that's needed. So I guess these are like more options, I guess. So until like something's really like definitive and made up, I can't really see the definitive answer because there's other options.
Oh, that's okay.
But but there is what I do see that would be helpful to you is getting the option with the added furniture. That would be the best option,
what?
I believe. So with the
what
added
the, best
the added desk. The chair
the one
with the desk.
That
you know, So
you mean the picture of the chair that had a desk behind it?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I think that would be
it looked
the,
almost like a perfect match, and they were both on sale, so...
Yeah, so I saw that it was gonna, like there was like a sticker also or like some sort of sign. So obviously like a discount. I think that it would make more sense financially, and it would make more sense in your space and what's needed for your space for whatever you need to do if you like writing or anything like that. It would be perfect for you.
Okay. Well, that sounds wonderful. And, something else I did was I finally changed my doctor. The doctor I had was an excellent doctor, but there was not a good rapport. She was kind of very bottom line is a polite way of saying it. And and I have a new doctor, and her first name is Kristen. And her last name starts with an R, and the first part of her last name starts with R-O-B-I-N. I won't say the rest, but do you see me sticking with her for the rest of my life, or will I go to another doctor? Because she's a highly sought-after doctor. I was very fortunate.
You're not going to stick with her forever, but you're going to stick with her for years. But yeah, I mean, it's not going to be a forever thing, because you're going to, I mean, you're going to heal to where you're not going to need it as much. And it's just what it makes sense, is what I'm hearing.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
it's what it makes sense to keep forever. Yeah, but I think maybe with, well, obviously, I think with the move, it might be a little bit more difficult. But I do see you keeping her, like, even after the move, because there's going to be, like, a back and forth, I think. But I think, I don't know if it's going to be with her, something, she's going to be changing something. Like, she's going to, yeah, I think that she's going to become, like, a specialist in something, like, further down in her career. So I think that that might be what happens, is she's going to advance, is what it is, you know?
All right. So. That I'd like to move to with my sister, Leslie, is called The Reserve, but it's really expensive. Will it be The Reserve or a different place?
No, it's going to be a different place.
Okay.
Sometimes oh my God, you're going to be way more excited. More excited, because it's going to be cheaper, but it's going to be prettier.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So sometimes, yeah, sometimes when we get really excited for something that we want, we get excited because, like, it's like resonating something within us. And even though it might be a little bit out of reach, like out of from pocket or whichever it is, that's giving you that little bit of doubt or that little bit of, maybe not, you know, there's a reason, because there's going to be something that you like just as much that's going to make sense perfectly. So you're going to know what you want because you already saw it, but something else is going to come that's going to have all of that and then make sense also in a financial sense.
Well, that sounds very nice. And
yeah, I mean, things are literally going to start working out for you within this next 2 weeks. You're going to really see a shift in how things are going to be working. So, and it's going to be working fast.
It's been a long wait. It's way overdue for me. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. You're welcome. I wish you the best of luck. And, you know, I would love to hear back from you. And let me know, about the move and or whichever, you know, how your health is doing, you know. So let's hear back. Okay.
Well, thank you. It was a privilege to speak with you. And God bless.
You too. Thank you. You
thank
too.
You.
Okay. That is the last color of the night. And I just really want to say thank you to everybody that has called in, and I really appreciate it. I love all of you. I love doing, readings for you all and helping you out in any type of way that, you know, makes life a little bit easier. So don't forget that if you do need me outside of the show, my website is posted. You can book a session or a reading with me. I, of course, do take donations again. My Cash App is linked, as well as my PayPal. That's in order to provide therapy to people that can afford it. Or my email is in my PayPal, link or whatever, address, whatever the heck it is. But yeah, you can also just email me, let me know what's going on, and you can figure it out. Or if you just want to say hi, you're more than welcome to say hi. So that's that. And again, thank you, everybody, for tonight. I will be back whenever spirit and my guides tell me to come back. I don't really set a schedule for these, but it's just kind of whenever I'm told and guided to come on, because obviously people that are coming on to look at the Blog Talk are going to be on at a certain time, so that's obviously when I show up. I'm trying to at least like schedule, if I'm going to be doing it that day, I'm trying to at least do it, make the show earlier in the day so people can see it if it's needed to be seen. That way it's just not as spontaneous. That kind of drives me insane because I am a Capricorn and I very much like to have schedules and I always have everything. And here it's just like, nope, that's just not going to happen. So thank you. If you need help with anything, any aspect of your life, if it's just a reading or if you need to know your abilities or if you need therapy or talking or Reiki or contract issues with like karma and your life purpose or whatever, I am here. And it's a privilege to be working with every single one of you. Have a good rest of the night.